This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey guys, Nick Wilson, Jason Stanford back on Afternoon Drive. We got Ross Tucker, one of our Wednesday regulars, coming up in just about 40 minutes here. A lot of news in the Browns today, but of course, we got the Gardos. They have clinched a top two seed. We've got home field advantage. We've got the AL Central crown, and they're pushing towards that one seed. We'll see if they can get it by the end of the season. And we're going to welcome on a Cleveland original, right? A guy that grew up in the Cleveland system before playing for the Cincinnati Reds for a bulk of his career. Now he's an MLB Network analyst. Sean Casey is a MLB Network original, and the network will have wall-to-wall postseason coverage over the next couple days, including a marathon of MLB Tonight on Sunday. Plus, check out Sean's The Mayor's Office podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Sean Casey now joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how's everything going?
Doing well here. I don't know if you know, we've won the Ohio Cup for 10 straight years. I hope that doesn't present an issue in our burgeoning friendship here.
Well, you know what? I came up with the Indians, so I have a place in my heart for them and a place in my heart for the Reds too. So I win on both fronts.
So can I get you on the idea? I'm not sure if I can get Jason on this yet. When baseball expands, I want the Reds and Pirates in the division with the Guardians and Tigers so that we can have proper rivalries in this town and within the 3-hour drive.
I like the thought process. As far as travel goes, that's going to be an easy one. And that would, for people being so close and the rivalry being there between the cities, I think it's a great idea.
I don't know if it'll be fair enough, though, for the Reds to even pick up where the Guardians are right now. That's going to be tough.
No, it's true. It is true. The Guardians are doing their thing right now, no doubt about it, and the Reds are a little bit behind.
So, Sean, there has been this talk, and it's not just going on in Cleveland. It's about the advantage of the top two seed bye that the Guardians clinched last night with a win over the Reds. And there is, hey, you get to skip past the wild card round, but there is the idea of that time off could mess with your momentum. Is the top two seed worth the potential rust that comes with not playing baseball for up to a week?
That is the million-dollar question, because I don't know. I'm not sure if it's worth it. Look at last year with Texas and Arizona both being wild card teams. The one thing about baseball players that's different than any other professional sport out there is the rhythm and timing of playing every single day. I mean, even I remember playing when we'd have the All-Star break. That felt like kryptonite, 3 or 4 days. And then I remember being with the Tigers in 06. I felt like we were the best team going into the World Series against the Cardinals. And we had to wait for their series to be over against the Mets. And, you know, we sat for like 6 days and just never could get going, lost in 5 games in the World Series. And you go back and look at the Dodgers the last couple years and a couple of the teams that have gotten that bye. It seems like the wild card teams that play come in with an advantage, especially in game one. So, obviously, it's an advantage to maybe rest your guys and you've earned the right to be there because you're the number one seed. But the way it's set up now with the 3-game series and then another day off, it definitely for Major League Baseball players, you know, time off can be kryptonite at times.
Case, when you look at the Guardians right now, they don't have a whole lot of household names. You have Jose Ramirez, but the rest of the guys are still up and coming. How have you seen this team play out all season long?
Well, you know what? I think they've done a great job with the bullpen. I think that bullpen has been the best in the game, and it's been so locked down, you know, late, especially with Class A having a Mariano Rivera type season, like under one ERA. It's been pretty phenomenal. Obviously, Jose Ramirez in the middle of that lineup is a guy that you can always lean on for what he does, stealing bases, doubles, home runs, big RBI machine, over 100 RBI. I think Josh Naylor this year, you know, I know his OPS is a little down, his average is a little down, but geez, 107 RBIs, over 30 home runs, you know, has really come through in some big spots throughout the season. Lane Thomas is hot, the way he's swinging the bat. I think that was a great trade, bringing him over. Manzardo's been really getting it going these last couple weeks in that lineup. You know, top to bottom, it's a grinder lineup. They find a way to hit the ball at the ballpark. I think Stephen Vogt's philosophy of, like, trying to get the bat head out a little bit, driving the baseball. I know Josh Naylor looks like he's really taking to that this year. So, you know, you got to love the makeup of the team. It's a team not filled with stars, but these guys will beat you any given night.
Sean Casey on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline of MLB Network, former Indian, former Cincinnati Red, the mayor, as it were. Can I get you on the Class A for Cy Young train? Remember, you are on air in Cleveland, just real quick there.
You know, why not? I mean, for real, when you go back and even look at a guy like Eric Gagne and, you know, some of the closers, Dennis Eckersley, the guys that have, you know, had a chance to win the Cy Young that were closers. I mean, what Class A has meant to that team, you know, how lights out he's been, and, you know, just the numbers that he's put up, you know, is really remarkable. To have a .62 ERA, you know, at this stage of the game, and to just be wiping people out and being involved, what has he been in, 70-plus games? So he's factored in on a ton of games this season for the Guardians. And, you know, why would you not? You know, Cy Young goes to the best pitcher in baseball. When you're talking about that and what they mean to the team, I mean, Emmanuel Class A is right in that, should be right in that conversation.
Case, we talked earlier about, you know, the Guardians getting the 2 seed and potentially the 1 seed. They have about a week off. Does this team have what it takes to get late in the playoff run in October?
I think they do. I mean, I really do. And I think the biggest thing too, I know we just talked about it again, but when you talk about postseason teams and you go back and look at the history of the game, especially in this last 10 years, 15 years, I mean, how important a lockdown bullpen is, you know, and especially for a team like the Guardians, who seems like, you know, they'll go into that pen whenever they need to early. And, you know, I think that being their biggest weapon, and also guys that can hit the ball at the ballpark in the middle of the lineup, you know, I think they do have a really good shot of going deep into the postseason.
So when it comes down to it, I think everybody knows you don't want to play the Astros in the ALDS. But in terms of the advantages of they're a game and a half back off the Yankees for that number one seed there, I think they would have to win out, and the Yankees would have to, I believe, go 2-3 in their next 5 games for the Guardians to clinch here. I'm just curious, like, how big does that play into being able to make a deep playoff run, avoiding the Astros in the ALDS?
Well, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, when you get in, you got to beat them all. So, I mean, you obviously, you know, avoiding the Astros, you know, obviously is probably a good thing. But I think at the end of the day, you know, you have to beat everybody. So whenever you got to play them, you got to play them. So I don't know, you know, if you play to get the number one seed or you know, if that's feasible. I don't know as far as, you know, they're only 1 game back. It looks like they're 1 or 2 games back of the Indians of the Yankees right now. So the Guardians are sitting there where they could make a run, but I don't know how much that plays into the factor right now. I just think if you get in the dance, man, you got to beat them all at some point.
Hey, Case, so you have the Mayor's Office podcast. How great is it to know that you are the mayor of one of the greatest cities of all time because of the sports history?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You know what? It's been pretty cool. Having that nickname and just being a part of, you know, Cincinnati and just being a part of the history of that team and those teams all those years, especially, you know, the how big baseball is in that city, has always been a feather in my cap. And I've just been very grateful for that. And also very grateful for coming up with the Cleveland Indians, obviously the Cleveland Guardians, and being a part of that franchise too. I mean, I learned so much in the minor leagues there with Mark Sapara leading the way and getting a chance to be mentored by guys like, you know, Jim Thome and Richie Sexton and those guys coming up in that organization. So I'm grateful for it all. I mean, really, really having the opportunity to represent so many great cities in my career has been pretty fun.
Sean, if you look at it, it's interesting that, you know, the Ohio Cup wraps up tonight here in Cleveland because, you know, these two teams are linked in a few different ways, including both being mid to small market teams. And yet, in the last 10 years, the Guardians have the, I think, fourth highest winning percentage in baseball. And if you look at the Reds, there haven't been a lot of awful teams, but this is a team that's made the playoffs one time in a decade. What do you see as the difference between those two teams and one team having that level of success and the other not?
I mean, I think Chris Antonetti and the boys in there in the front office, you know, and even Mark Shapiro and those guys, you know, Ross Atkins, the guys that end up going to Toronto. I just think they do a great job of developing. They do a great job of drafting. They do a great job of evaluating talent, you know, the scouts and all the guys that they, all the years. Cause you know, it's not by mistake they win every year. They're doing something better than a lot of clubs out there, not just the Reds. They're doing something better than a lot of different teams out there for the mid market that they are, the payroll that they have. And you know, you just got to give that front office a ton of credit for developing their own guys, for making trades, you know, even getting Josh Naylor from San Diego. I mean, that was no one even thought twice about it, but they knew that their scouts evaluated Naylor, knowing that he would be a game changing middle of the order bat. And look at him now. I mean, you took a Jose Ramirez and Naylor in the middle there. You know, that's a big 1-2 punch. So you just got to give that front office a ton of credit for how they do it. And like you look at the Rays too, and some of these other mid market teams that win every single year. They're doing something different. They evaluate different. They develop differently. And you just got to give a ton of credit to Antonetti and the boys out there in Cleveland.
Sean, Hosey, who you mentioned, he has been a top three finalist three times in his career for MVP. This year, he's got an outside chance at, I think, would only be the seventh 40-for-40 season ever. Just, you know, what do you see when you watch Jose play now at 32, still at an all-star level?
Just the way he plays the game like his hair's on fire. And I love the way that he just, you know, the fact that he can be such a good switch hitter. He has power from both sides. I love the fact that he's a doubles guy too. What does he have? 37 doubles, 37 homers and 40 bags or something like that. 37 bags, something like that. You know, right around that, the fact that he's leaning into having a chance to be 40-40. I mean, we just saw Shohei go 50-50. I think he was the sixth player to ever be 40-40. You know, for Jose Ramirez to be in that mix with some of the greatest players that have ever done it, you know, that's rare company. That's elite status. So, you know, I'm sure the Guardians fans are watching night in and night out, looking at Jose Ramirez, hopefully appreciating that you got one of the best players in this generation every single night going out there and playing, and give it to the front office of the Guardians too, where they really looked at him and they said, we got to sign this guy long-term. He's got to be the face of the franchise, knowing what his skill set is. And they obviously nailed that one too, because, you know, had he gone to free agency, they would not have been able to afford him. So, you know, he's a generational player. This guy's just an incredible how he plays the game.
Sean, it's great to catch up with you, man. Excited to watch you on coverage, the wall-to-wall coverage for the postseason on MLB Network. Excited to see where the Gardos go. Really appreciate your time today, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
That was former Cleveland Indian, former Cincinnati Red, MLB Network analyst Sean Casey. As a MLB Network original, don't forget, guys, the network has wall-to-wall postseason coverage over the next couple days, including a marathon of MLB Tonight on Sunday. Plus, check out Sean's The Mayor's Office podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. We'll react to everything Sean had to say about a deep playoff run for the Gardos next on 92.3 The Fan.